I'm Mike D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now, I'm in the TeleSign booth, and I'm speaking with Darren Berkovitz, Chief Operating Officer. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Nice. Thanks for joining us today. So, Darren, maybe just to get started, you can familiarize our audience with TeleSign and what you guys do.
Sure. TeleSign was started about 5 years ago, obviously with the premise that anytime you're on the internet, there's going to be some 16-year-old kid in Russia who's going to outsmart your latest solution. So really, we wanted to take the fight outside of the internet to the phone, which is obviously a 100-years-old technology. And our main solution is really a two-factor authentication tool using the telephone. So I'm sure everyone is already familiar with the RSA tokens, but our feeling is that Grandpa is not going to carry a token, and he's not sure as heck not going to carry six tokens. The average person has six financial institutions. So we use the telephone as the second factor, and we send the one-time password via voice or SMS, which enables someone to quickly and easily authenticate a transaction.
I sat through a quick demo here before we started, a very, very cool demo. Maybe you can explain specifically a banking application, how this works.
Sure. Yeah, there's a few, but the main application would be when you're logging in, let's say from a foreign computer. It's very easy to steal someone's banking username and password with a keylogger or some kind of phishing attack. So when you're logging in from a foreign computer, after you correctly authenticate your username and password, you'll be asked to receive a call on your cell phone, which has been pre-entered. Once you get your call on the cell phone, it'll give you a 3- or 4-digit code. You enter that code to continue. So basically, if someone stole your username and password, they would never have access to your cell phone. You would actually get a call, and you'd say, hey, wow, someone's breaking into my online banking account. So it really allows the bank and the user to really feel comfortable that, hey, no one's going to access my sensitive financial information.
And now I saw the demo that you did. It actually called and spoke the password. They can also send an SMS.
Yeah, we can do voice and SMS. We have it in 18 different languages as well. And it's very, very easy and quick.
Now, if someone already has like an existing application, username and password system, does this kind of replace that, or is it like a plug-in after the fact?
It's really a supplement to that, and it's a very easy integration, just a SIL-based API, and we work with the client to help integrate it, but it's very easy. There's no hardware, no software.
No appliances.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Cool. So if you're speaking with a potential client or a prospect, what's the impetus to contact you? Why do they want to, employ this type of technology?
I think it's twofold. One being cost. Obviously, the cost of tokens are very high. There's a deployment cost. There's the Department of Lost Tokens you'll need when someone loses it or sits on it or puts it in the dryer. We only charge per call, and it's really pennies per call. There's no deployment cost. So I think cost is a big factor. And the second factor is what I talked about before is the fact that, tokens aren't for Grandpa, and he's not going to carry six of them. So really using two-factor in an easy way for the consumer where he's not going to be frustrated having to carry around another piece of hardware. He's already carrying around keys, his wallet, and his cell phone, and asking him to carry a token, I think, is ridiculous. And he's already carrying one. It's his cell phone.
Now, this can be used for definitely consumers. How about for, employees? Can this be used?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be used for employee networks or VPNs or anywhere, our real saying is your password away from disaster. Hmm. That's really true. So anywhere where there's a username and password and you're only protected by a username and password, this can be used as a supplement.
So even outside of the banking industry, there could be applications, say, in government space, federal employees, or even healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely. With healthcare, I mentioned even your health record is protected by a username and password, which is scary because if I stole your username and password, I could see basically your entire health record. So this is really a peace of mind solution, and it's very easy to implement, and it really provides that extra peace of mind to ensure that your data is secure.
Shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the economy. So how has that affected, in the past 6, 9, 12 months? Has it changed the way you guys are approaching the market, or do you see any changes in how prospects are approaching you?
Yeah, I think everyone is more concerned about, spending their money that they have wisely and ensuring that, they're doing the most with the money that they have. And really, I think this is great because it, like I said, there's no upfront fees, there's no maintenance fees, it's strictly per call. And the cost really versus the other solutions are very, a lot less. And two, I think, in bad times, crime and people that were honest or that were not honest were honest before are no longer honest, meaning there's been a spike in criminals and people that are no longer honest. So definitely protecting your data, especially in a down economy, is very important.
One more question for our users that couldn't make it out to the conference this year. What are some words of wisdom that you can leave them with?
Yeah, you know, I think the theme of this conference is really doing more with less and really being smart about all the decisions that you make, and especially realizing that you can have decisions and make security decisions that are also cost conscious. You know, it's possible to have both, to spend the right amount of money and also have some really good solutions.
Very good. Well, thanks for your time. Once again, Darren Berkovitz with Telesign.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Darren.
Yeah.